what is your thinking on listening to those recordings again now? Does that sound appealing, or does that sound like a emotional labor or difficult in some way, or?
No, I'm curious.
Yeah.
I'm curious what it. Yeah, I mean, you know, when I do happen to think about this, that, or the other of those things of the past, and you know, some things still really hit me. I get emotional, blah blah blah. It doesn't last very long, but it does hit. But that particular thing, yeah, I don't have the same feelings of powerlessness. I really kind of feel like I have my main person, and then I have that little one who is really present. It exists. It has more power. It has. It's more stable. It's more friendly. It's more okay. It's more curious. It's less frightened. The frightened part is really definitely still there. So now it's kind of a weird interaction. That's what I would say. I'm never surprised to be frightened, but I get surprised to feel other feelings. Mm-hmm. And I'm more aware of my fears. So when I feel or think of old things, past things, events and feelings, I feel like there is not just the shit, there is not just the fear, there is not just that, all that hard stuff I have carried all through those years, but there is that other part now, which really helps me so much to not just be that frightened person who has nothing to face anything. But I feel myself as the person who is now and who is past this, and it pulls me out and it's more joyful and powerful. So I think you get the idea. So when some, you know, if I listen to this and something happens, first of all, I'm always game.
Yeah.
I'm game for whatever. I'm really curious on that. But I think that, you know, either it will be good, or if it's a little hard on me, I have more resources inside myself to deal with everything.